of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by the Wonderland Tourism Bureau. We're all mad here.
You all have come to the podcast. Welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
We have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, even when we're in Walt Disney World.
What?
So why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast from? Simply search for the Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
Now you're spilling secrets on the internet.
We're basically recording this from backstage somewhere.
Right. We've just stepped off Main Street to record our podcast.
Do you know how annoyingly loud that would be if we did that?
It would be terrible. And how annoying would it be to have people doing it all the time?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, there's people video blogging all over the place, so.
All over the place.
Which we're going to talk about today, actually.
Because they're always eating them foods.
They're always. Are you hungry, Steve? You look a little hungry. Do you need a snack?
Seriously.
Because we're talking about some Disney food. And it's interesting for me to talk about it because I hate food.
Yeah.
I think it's a massive inconvenience.
Yeah.
It takes up so much time.
Money. Yeah.
It makes so much trash. I just hate food.
Yeah.
Hate's a strong word. I can enjoy food, but in general, I find it to be more of an annoyance than an enjoyance.
Right.
I don't think that's a real word. An enjoyance.
It could be.
It could be.
Should be.
Should. It's a word now.
Yeah.
Drink me.
Well, especially at Disney. Drink me. You. Well, especially while you're at Disney World, like your hand, when you do eat, your hands get so sticky and gross. And
I think that's my main complaint about it, is that a lot of the food at the Disney parks tries to be very fancy, which is fine, except you're usually eating it on the move.
Right.
Very rarely are you seated and eating these little things.
Well, especially at Disneyland. Disneyland doesn't give you many places to sit.
True.
So there you're very, very much on the move.
But I feel like Epcot is almost exclusively based on food. Like,
yep.
People go there specifically to eat.
Food and drinks.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, I mean,
and
maybe
apparently
it's
perfume.
Just, and perfume. Yeah. I mean, it's a weird mix.
Right.
You don't
get those three things mixed up.
Don't spray any perfume in your food. It
Seriously.
Won't be good. So maybe it's odd that we're talking about snack foods at Disney parks, because really we just kind of eat to fuel our walk to the next thing.
Yeah.
Most of the time. So our opinion on snacks really is based on how convenient it is versus how elaborate they are, right?
But I think that's what you kind of want to talk about specifically, right? Was the how ridiculous they've gotten?
This is the thing. I feel like Disney has noticed that a lot of people are Instagramming their food.
I've heard people are on the gram.
The gram.
It's not happening.
Don't make. Don't try to make gram a thing.
No, she even gave up on the news, by the way.
Oh, did she give up on the gram?
She did.
Oh, what are we going to call it then? The Insta waste of time?
Truly.
So, legitimately, people are spending a lot of time going to the parks specifically to buy food, to take pictures of it, or to blog about it, you know? So I feel like Disney saw that and they're like, oh, we can get them to spend a lot of money on things if we just make them look cool,
right?
Mm-hmm. Which you can't blame them for. You know, it totally makes sense. If they're like, hey, if we can get them to spend $15 on a drink because it has whipped cream, green whipped cream on top, then mm-hmm. hey, let's go for it.
I would do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
plus it is fun for people. People seem to enjoy it.
Sure.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, so let's think, okay, you and I, the things that we eat at Disney parks specifically.
Yeah.
I always insist on man catching beignets whenever I can.
Right. Yeah. In New Orleans Square.
And those are messy as all get out.
They truly are.
They're terrible.
The powdered sugar. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The reason I hate those so much is just because of how messy they are.
Yeah, it is a mess.
They're fun to eat. They're good. They're super, but you're like, dang, y'all, covered in powdered sugar first thing in the morning. It's awful.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But the other ones that they have, the seasonal ones that they have, those things are always fantastic.
Maybe.
Which ones have you not liked?
I've seen some that I would not like. Okay. Like, there was like a peppermint one that they had for Christmas time.
You're right. I wouldn't want.
And then they had like a coffee looking thing. I don't know.
Would enjoy that one.
I know you would. Uh-huh. But it's just not a flavor for me.
And we've had like a kiwi. What? Kiwi spicy?
We had watermelon chili ones.
That's what it was.
And that was amazing. Out there. That was a weird flavoring. I loved it.
Fantastic. So
I insist on those. We'll do a Dole Whip, a Dole Float. Yeah. We'll do those. We'll do corn dogs, hot dogs kind of things.
And then everything else deep fried.
Everything deep fried. We'll do like burgers and stuff on occasion if we're, you know.
Right.
Or chicken nuggets or stuff. But in general, I think part of it too is just that like I don't like eating with my hands in Disney parks because I feel like I'm touching so much stuff.
So much
stuff. That I have to make a conscious effort to make sure my hands are clean before I eat things.
And then after again.
Because, and then afterwards because you get sticky and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are pretty minimalist with what we eat.
Well, even that time that we got the mini skirt ice cream boat thing.
Uh-huh.
We got the last part of the night.
Very last thing.
And that thing was horrific. Like, it was awesome. It was fun. But then you're carrying around the dirty container for the... I mean, thank goodness we walked straight over to the whatever we did, the bus or whatever. Yeah. But man, it was... I couldn't imagine
you'd
doing
have to,
that.
Like... plan on it and like bring plastic bags to wrap it up and stuff. I have friends
and we got
that
the Mickey
literally
pants, that's right. What we did.
I have friends that literally carry food around in their backpacks. Like they're like, oh, I'm not quite done with this chicken leg. I'll just store it here in my backpack. I'm like, gross. Why? Why would you do this? So, you know, it's just us, I guess, being particular about that kind of stuff. But I spent the last few days just looking on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just to see what kind of crazy Disney food stuff they're coming out with. And I've noticed a pattern.
Okay.
The pattern is anything that can get to be shaped like a Mickey head, they will do.
Mickey for Disney. Groundbreaking.
So literally anything, any way that they can get it to be shaped like a Mickey head. They will try it out, and people lose their mind over it all the time.
I mean, in theory, you can get anything to look like a Mickey head, though.
I mean, it's three circles.
Yeah.
So
it happens by accident all the time.
Right. But, like, they'll have, like, donuts, and then they'll just shove two Oreos in.
You did show me that picture, yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, I guess, but I'm not going to pay $13 for a donut with two Oreos stuck in it. You know? That's just silly. They have, I mean, anyone that's been to a Disney park knows they have cookies and ice cream and pretty much everything you can buy, bread shaped like a Mickey, you know.
And that bread is so big, too. It's like
a
full loaf
of
bread.
Do you eat that throughout the day? Is that one of the things you buy on the way out and eat in the hotel?
Like, literally, and a lot of times
it's the size of like a small pizza.
And I've seen families that will get it and then just put it on top of the stroller.
And just eat it throughout the day.
And they just like rip off chunks and give it to their kids, you know?
After they've touched the safety rails on something that 300,000 other people have touched.
Yeah, probably. And then, I mean, I don't know. It's like, could you possibly, you know, bring condiments and turn them into little sandwiches or something?
You're just carrying around like stacks of lunch meat.
How ridiculous would that be?
So, you know, that's one thing that I've noticed is that they'll make anything that's shaped like Mickey, which, you know... fine. But then I've noticed some specific things that I wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in this realm of why is the excessively sweet things. And I love sweet things. I love sugar. I'll drink sodas and eat chocolate. You know, I'm a fan of sweet things.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not. You're very healthy. You only eat celery and cottage cheese.
How dare you?
But some of these things seem like it's just made to check your insulin shock threshold. Like, it is just sugar on sugar on sugar with a little bit of sugar on top. So specifically, I saw one that was the Cheshire Cat tail, which is like they use a skewer.
Okay.
Like you would use for a kebab.
Yeah.
And then they put 4 marshmallows on it.
Mm-hmm.
Fine so far, right? But then...
But keep going.
But then they coat all 4 marshmallows with caramel. So,
okay,
sugar on sugar, uh-huh, right? Then they cover the caramel-coated marshmallows in icing.
Huh.
No, wait. First, it's a layer of white chocolate that's colored pink and purple for the Cheshire Cat tail.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they ice the top of it with a fun design.
Sounds fun.
So it's literally just sugar on a stick. Like, not even being hyperbolic, it's just sugar on a stick.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I can't imagine that would be good for very long.
Uh-uh.
Like, you might take, like, if they had 1 marshmallow covered in caramel, you might be like, ooh, that's sweet. Glad I tried that once. But 4 of them, like, on a stick? What?
But I think almost everything that you can get at a quick serve in Disney needs to be shared with 2 or 3 people.
You think so?
Everything is a shareable item, I think. Like, no matter what it is, even if it's something as simple as popcorn, it's better to share it because, I don't know, it's just... Otherwise, you're stuck with this huge box of popcorn.
Well, and the way we do Disney, we move really quickly. Yeah. So the idea of plopping down and eating for a long period of time is very weird for me at a Disney park.
Yeah.
Probably because when I was a kid, it's not something we did. So I never really trained myself to be like, oh, I can't wait to go lounge at this restaurant for an hour. It's like, ew, I don't want to lounge. I want to go do something, you know?
Uh-huh.
So maybe we're just doing it wrong, but I agree, sharing it, something that sweet, if you had like a family
and everybody got 1
marshmallow, everyone got 1 marshmallow off of that, it wouldn't be quite as bad. It would still be too sweet, but at least it wouldn't be like, oh gosh, I've got to eat this giant corn dog size sugar cube.
Truly, and that one just sounds really messy though, that because even the fact is, just if you just handed me a marshmallow at Disney, I would be like, no,
what am I gonna do with
a
this
marshmallow? And then you cover it with all the other stuff, the caramel and that everything else,
and it just feels sticky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I can't even visualize what that would be like.
Well, and in the same vein, this is very recent, they have a party hat. Do you call it a macaroon or a macaron?
I've never had one, yeah. So I don't know.
Whatever, but you call them.
Not the second one. Macaroon?
Macaroon, sure. Macaron. Anyway, they have this one over at California Adventure right now that's triangular shaped. It's a like a cookie. Obviously, a macaroon macaron is a really light cookie.
Is that like caramel or caramel?
Yes, exactly. It depends on how fancy you are. So I'm going to call it a macaroon. So they're triangular shaped, which is, you know, fine. And it's a sandwich type cookie. Great. Except the inside is cotton candy flavored buttercream, which if you've ever had buttercream, it's already pretty sweet, right?
Right.
Not to mention all the butter, hence the name buttercream. But then to add a cotton candy flavor, which probably in this case just means like an extract of some sort.
Does cotton candy have a flavor? I think
sugar. Yeah. they flavor it up with sugar, oddly enough. And then it's the inside of this triangular shape is full of sprinkles so that when you bite into it or break it open, sprinkles just go everywhere.
Oh, interesting.
Like, it seems like a fun concept, but I can only imagine. Do you want ants? Because this is how you get ants. Like, literally, you break open a cookie and sprinkles go everywhere. You know? I'm like, it looks fun. It's very Instagrammable. But is it practical? Is it, you know, and not to mention that it's, again, just sugar and sugar and sugar.
You saw pictures of it. It looked pretty cool.
It looks great. Yeah, it's like a fun blue color. They've painted like stripes on it, so it looks like a party hat. It's fun, but again, it makes me wonder, is it practical? And maybe it is if you sit and, you know.
Maybe. Because we saw that one recently about like a key lime pie on a stick, and it's also blue covered on something, covered with something.
Yeah.
And it looks absolutely fantastic.
It does look really like, good. But it looks contained and succinct, you know.
Potentially.
But we'll see, I guess, because we'll get you one, apparently.
Well, and the idea is some people like to get things and eat them while they're standing inside of an hour-long line.
Sure.
I could not imagine eating any of these things near another human being where it could potentially, like, you know, stick up the entire line. If somebody backs up into your marshmallow, and all of a sudden the entire place is sticky.
Well, and then, like, especially if you have kids, it's bound to get all over the place. Oh, you know, right. All over their face, all over their hands. And I think I've seen Disney people discuss the dry cleaning bills on princess dresses because little kids have ice cream hands and they just want to touch the princess. And you're like, oh, it's cute, but now I have to clean this dress, you know?
So like the handlers have to have white gloves on, or where they just like grab the kids' hands first to like wipe them clean.
Wouldn't that be perfect?
That would be pretty funny.
So, you know, they have
copyright this that idea.
Copyrighted. Clean hands. So we have these super, super sweet things, which, you know, I feel like are more form over function. You know, it looks prettier than maybe it is to eat.
Well, especially that Peter Pan ice cream cone.
Yes. That one just kind of made me mad. Because it's like, it's an ice cream cone with like, would you say like lime sorbet or something in it? So it's a really fun green color.
Oh, that, okay, yeah.
And then it has white chocolate little fairy wings stuck in it, which is fine. But then they decided to add a ring of green cotton candy around the cone on the outside, which anyone who's ever touched cotton candy knows that the second it gets any moisture on it, it just turns into syrup. It's just a mushy, sticky mess.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of a really hot park where your hands could be sweaty or your ice cream melts really fast, you know, it seems like a sticky hand just waiting to happen.
Truly. Okay.
So I'm okay with things being pretty, but maybe it's just not for me because it's just not functional. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like just a good old-fashioned frozen lemonade. Ooh. That is my favorite.
And that gets sticky, too.
Even that gets sticky.
But I also wanted to talk about the candied apples that they have at the parks.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on this one? Because we've seen them around quite a bit. We've never gotten one. They look gorgeous.
They're so pretty. Cool looking. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to give props to the candy people at Disney parks. You can stand and watch them make things.
Yeah.
They're so talented and so disciplined in making everything look the same.
Yeah.
It's very impressive.
It's fun.
And the candy apples usually have a really fun design.
Yeah.
They usually are coated. I haven't seen caramel apples or caramel apples as much as chocolate covered apples.
Yeah.
Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, chocolate is by far.
Yeah, because you can do a lot more with chocolate than you can with
that would probably be why,
caramel. Yeah. But in my mind, once again, just the logistics of eating a candied apple, a chocolate covered apple, in my mind, I think, okay, let's be optimistic and say we have a way to cut it, which we don't. You know?
Yeah, you don't.
But the second you pierce that chocolate, it's going to kind of break apart.
Yep.
So you can't really eat it that way. I feel like it's one of those things, again, that you would probably purchase and take out of the park to eat.
You can't do that.
Well, you can't walk around and eat it on the stick, though, either, can you?
I've never seen anybody really doing it.
No, I haven't either.
Hmm.
We'll have to watch real closely.
But you see them making hundreds of them.
And they have to sell.
Where is everybody eating all these apples at?
Yeah. where are they eating this chocolate-covered, hidden, healthy thing? You know, like... And I've heard other people say that they're just too much and you can't eat a whole one anyway. You know?
A lot of it's apple. And that's my favorite kind of dessert is something that's like mixed with fruit. I love a fruit flavored something or another.
Yeah.
I love that. But when it's just sugar.
And that's what it is. And again, I think Disney is pushing for the look, which I can appreciate. You want things to look fun. It's an amusement park. They're supposed to be kind of whimsical.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
So I can totally appreciate that. And they are super fun to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But coming up on our trip, there's a couple things that we saw that we might want to try. And we'll have to see how functional they are as far as eating them while doing our type of Disney visit, right? Sure. Because we have the key lime pie on a stick, which is like a key lime filling with a graham cracker sealed inside white chocolate.
Oh my goodness. You're getting me with this.
And it sounds good because it's obviously going to be sweet, but there's also that really sharp tartness of the lime in it, which I think will kind of counterbalance that.
Absolutely.
And then they just got the Jack Jack Cookie Num Nums at Disney World.
Oh, yeah. The ones that look like little pies.
They're basically the size of a personal pie, and they're always served warm, apparently, is the gimmick. And they're melty chocolate and whatnot. I mean, we made a whole patch based on Jack's cookies.
We have to give it a shot, but even that sounds horrifically messy.
Yeah, it's something that we'll probably, you know, have to make it a point to step aside and eat at some point.
Right.
Just so that we can say we have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I always say, if you want a good, healthy snack, Disney is probably not the place to go to get one.
Go to Whole Foods.
Bring yourself some cashews or something. But until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.